Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mary Loves Justice Prayer Meeting.
And the moonlight
Yes, indeed. Somebody's bigger than you and I. That's a comforting song. Sometimes I think about getting a new song because there are so many beautiful gospel hymns that convey messages that are important, messages that bring us comfort and joy. You know, the Bible teaches us that God wants us to have comfort and joy. There's a Christmas song that talks about comfort and joy. These are important revelations that the Creator of the universe, your God, your Father, is interested in your comfort and your joy. Isn't that good news? And the song, "There's Somebody Bigger Than You and I," should protect us from fear. Excuse me. It should protect our hearts from fear to know that we have a great big God who is always in control. You know, the name of this show tonight is Deliver Us from Evil. This is for June 21st, 2015. You know, murderers in the prison system and police departments, paid by our tax money, continue to slaughter our most valuable, vulnerable sons and daughters and neighbors. If we allow this genocide against the mentally ill to continue, we must blame ourselves, because God surely will. I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 25, verses 44 through 46. They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And he will say, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Now, who are the wicked, and who is the righteous? The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. That's Proverbs chapter 29, verse 7. I wrote an article that I hope you'll read. It's called "Invitations from Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill to You." Invitations. And it's in the Dog Justice for Mentally Ill blog. Dog Justice for Mentally Ill. One thing we need to be aware about is the Jewish Virtual Library records the killings of around 300,000 mentally ill people in Nazi Germany before the Holocaust, before starting to round up and murder Jews, blacks, homosexuals, dissidents. Before that Holocaust started, they had already killed roughly around 300,000 mentally ill people in Nazi Germany. And these people were from all races. It was whoever was so-called feeble-minded. children as young as 2, elders up around 100 years old. So, I want you to know that this thing of eliminating useless life, we've got to stop it before it really, well, it's already taken root in America. It already has. But we've got to stop it before it gets to the point where it's wholesale elimination, as happened in Nazi Germany. The Bible says, excuse me, we must speak for the voiceless. That's Proverbs chapter 31, the 8th and 9th verse. Read those verses. And what they're saying is that it's our duty to speak for the voiceless, the poor and needy, and everyone who is appointed to destruction. And so that's what we do here on Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. We pray for people to be more justice-minded, to have the mind of Christ. And you know, you can have the mind of Christ even if you're an atheist, agnostic, Muslim, Jew, Christian. You know, you can have the mind of Christ because his mind was on loving one another as he loves us. His mind was on fair play. God loves justice. And you know I do too. Look up Mary Loves Justice on the internet, and you'll see that everything I write about has to do with making things more fair, with being more righteous, and corrections to existing problems. Any place where mentally ill people are being killed as frequently as they are in America, that exhibits a bad problem. It's not something to shrug about and accept, especially if you're a Christian, because God gave his people a commission to speak for the voiceless at Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. So to not do that, you are guilty of being in this category of people that I read to you about at Matthew 25, verses 44 through 46. And look at what their end is. They will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. You see, there's no neutral territory when it comes to living a life of Christianity, a life of godliness. You know, we have things to do. We cannot be neutral while so many people are suffering. I'm just off a radio program where we presented Dr. Stephen Seeger. He's a noted psychiatrist who works in California. He's a book author, and he's getting ready to make a movie and talk to the families of people with serious mental illness. That is an issue. It's an issue but Christians, because they are helpless. And the Bible said that we have a duty to watch out for people who are voiceless, who are poor and needy, and who are appointed to destruction. I wrote also this weekend about another opportunity to stand up for people who need you, and that is in Dog Justice Blog. There's a book I would appreciate your purchasing. It's called Bloody Tombs, B-L-O-O-D-Y, T-O-O-M-B-S, Bloody Tombs. It's written by Bob Darby. Bob Darby is also a human and civil rights advocate. He cares about ending war, especially avoidable wars. He cares about ending racism. And he's also very involved in ending homelessness, especially for the mentally ill. And this is a very good book. It informs, entertains, and inspires readers as we travel through turbulent time periods in recent American history, observing life through the eyes of Darby, a gifted writer who is a human rights advocate, anti-war activist, and a bipolar man. Yes, Darby has bipolar disorder. His bipolar disorder has been in remission for over 20 years. And I'd appreciate it if you read at the article about the things he went through. A very gifted young man. He won full scholarships to Harvard and Tufts universities for graduate school. He was raised in the Deep South. Yet he rejected many of the commonalities, the common practices, and thoughts and beliefs of people who were his peers. He stood against racism, and he still does. This book reminds me of the Delaney sisters. They took us through their personal life experiences from Reconstruction all the way through to the 90s. The Delaney sisters having our say. Did you read that yet? It's an excellent book. Another book that Bloody Tombs reminds me of is Forrest Gump. He took us through some of the same events that Bloody Tombs covers, but, of course, from a different perspective. So I ask you to please go to CreateSpace and purchase a copy of Bloody Tombs by Bob Darby, D-A-R-B-Y. That's at Create Space. And by doing that, you'll help me to continue to bring you excellent programming, not only on Sunday, but other nights. If you're listening by computer, you're about to be cut off, but if you're listening by phone, you can hang in here for another few minutes. I'm very glad to talk to you on weekend nights, and I'm very pleased to be able to bring you this programming. It's necessary for Christians to actually be Christians. That means follow Christ. God bless you. Thank you. Come again next Sunday night at midnight when we will issue our invitation to prayer. This is your invitation to prayer. Take your problems to God. Take your thanks to God. Take your gifts to God. And, you know, life can be much more rewarding. Much more rewarding when we don't concentrate just on ourselves and what we find that we want, we need, we enjoy, we like, we don't like. You know, they teach us that Christmas time is a time of more suicides. But once I was studying for an article I wanted to write, because we were coming up on the holiday season, and I wanted to write something to encourage people to live through it. I mean, you know, don't go crazy. Kill yourself because you don't still have your mother, father, sister, brother, husband, or friend. They teach us that, you know, the holidays make people feel more depressed and lonely, and that suicide rates rise. And I was researching that. And do you know what I found out? That's a lie. Suicide rates do not rise during the holiday season because so many people are reaching out to each other. There's a celebration going on. And people reach out to people they hadn't heard from and probably since the previous Christmas. You know, your employers may give Christmas parties, Christmas bonus. People are visiting each other's homes. And even neighbors who may live alone, their neighbors may reach out to them and take them a fruitcake. A person may wake up and have a Christmas card in the mail from some far distant friend that they had not seen in some time. Families get together. Christmas is not a time of heightened suicide. I was surprised. But when I saw the reasons how people were uniting and showing love and concern even for strangers, I think it makes sense that it's not a time of greater suicide. Let's keep it that way all year. Let's care about one another. Let's love one another. It doesn't have to be a major holiday for you to call a distant friend, especially today when we have, so many people have free long distance. It's no longer necessary to wait until a special holiday to call a distant friend. Send a card or a letter. Lord, deliver us from evil. Don't always think of what you want, what you need, how you'd like for things to be different. You know, pray for other people and do the word. The word says, if you want mercy, show yourself merciful. If you want friends, show yourself to be friendly. Deliver us from evil. What is evil? Well, I'm sure there are other wicked, evil practices. But the Bible says the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Be concerned about injustice, especially to poor people. You know, in New York last week, they ended rent control. And that's 2 million people who might be adversely affected by that. If it's not remedied, I imagine New York's homeless problem is about to skyrocket, ending rent control. What do you know about that? You know, the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked don't care. I wrote also about two more young men who were killed for mental illness. They were both bipolar. And that is in Dog Justice blog. Dog Justice for the Mentally Ill. Two more young men are dead. It's also in my Mary Loves Justice at Google Plus and my Mary Neal page, N-E-A-L, at Facebook. Two young men. One was black, one was Caucasian. One, the black one was 21. He was a computer student here in Georgia. The Caucasian one was 25. He was in Washington State. He was starved to death. The Washington State man was actually kept in jail, I think about 13 days, and during that time, he was starved to death, and he died of dehydration. The young black man was arrested, and I think he was killed the same day of his arrest. There's something wrong with the hearts of men to keep killing people with mental disabilities. Tonight we had Dr. Seeger on the show at Human Rights Demand. Dr. Steven Seeger is a psychiatrist, as I said, and he's written a book. He's getting ready to make a movie. I ask you to listen to our Human Rights Demand broadcast for June 21st, 2015. Why should you bother to be concerned about these things? First of all, you're a taxpayer. It's your business. Secondly, you live in this society like I do, and you should want it to be secure. And thirdly, God told you to be concerned about these things. Justice for the poor. Lord, deliver us from all that is evil, even evil in our own hearts, that make us turn away from people in need, that make us apathetic about brutalities, murders, and apathetic about homelessness because we have a roof. It's not Christian to be apathetic. You have to be real with God. Man looks on outward appearances, but God looks at the heart. If you want your heart to be right toward God, first of all, you have to repent from sin. Ask Him into your life as your Lord and Savior. He's not coming just as a savior now. He's coming to take over and be boss, be Lord and Savior. So, go ahead and pray that God will bless you and give you the peace of mind of knowing that you're saved. And it's just as simple as asking, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be saved through the blood of your perfect Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come and be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. And we promise to pick up our cross daily and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. there you go, you're in. Just like that. Why are you in just like that? Because God wants you. He loves you. He wants to save you. It's not your idea. It's his idea. So now, if you pray that prayer with me, you're in already. Don't let Satan tell you it can't be that easy. It's that easy, not because it was free, but it's simply a case that the price was paid. The price has been paid. You know, you can go to dinner with someone, and if they have to leave before you, they might say goodbye. And then, say you get up to the cash register, and they say, oh, no, no, your friend who left earlier has paid that for you. Would you stand there and argue and insist on paying them twice? Or would you say, oh, okay, well, thanks, and leave? Well, Jesus was, he left before us. He's already sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's ascended to his throne. And he's paid for us. So listen, don't argue with it. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's paid for us to be able to pray and to be heard. Yes, God can stand to look at us with all of our thoughts. He can stand to look at us because he doesn't choose to see our thoughts. He sees the blood of Jesus, the perfect Son. We're hidden under the blood of Jesus. Are we to take advantage of that? We're to take advantage of it in as much as we can pray and live right and get blessed. But are we to wallow in sin because God won't look at our sin? Don't trick yourself. If you backslide, he accepts you backsliding. You got free will. If you decide to go to hell after you've already been saved, don't listen to people tell you once saved, always saved. That's a lie, a trick of Satan. We're to every day be concerned not only for ourselves and our families. It's right to be concerned for yourself and your family. God says love others as yourself, not above yourself. So yes, don't ever be made to feel guilty about being concerned, even primarily for your own welfare, but not at the risk of others' welfare, because we're to love others as ourselves. There's a lot to learn, but God has sent his Holy Spirit, Jesus' Holy Spirit, in order to direct us as we study the Bible and show ourselves approved. Deliver us from evil, Father, even the evil in our own hearts, so that we might care about justice for the poor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and good night.